Welcome to another edition of You Can Farm Talks. This is a live video podcast series where we talk with people in the agriculture industry who share important and relevant information and insights for new and beginning farmers and ranchers. These are short and focused conversations that generally last about 20 to 30 minutes. First, we ask our guests to share their story in agriculture, and then we ask them to talk about one thing that they think someone getting started in agriculture needs to know. For those of you tuning into the live Zoom feed, we hope you'll submit questions in the chat window. As we get to the end, I'll try to pick out a question to ask our guests. All of these shows are recorded and posted online on our webpage, where you'll also find an online discussion forum. You can ask questions in the forum anytime, and we'll respond to additional questions there that we don't get to during the live episode. Our guest today is Tom Watson. Tom grew up on a farm and ranch in eastern Platte County, Wyoming. After high school, he obtained a bachelor's and master's from the University of Wyoming in civil engineering and worked as an engineer in Laramie for about 5 years. In 2012, he, along with his wife, Joanna, and three children, moved back to the family farm because his grandpa was slowing down. He still does some engineering work on the side. Tom grows dryland winter wheat and raises cattle alongside his parents, John and Kathy. He's a member of the board of directors of Wyoming Wheat Growers Association and serves as their recording secretary. In his spare time, he's active in his church, enjoys spending time with his wife and kids, and hunting when time allows. Tom and I first met through the Wyoming Wheat Growers and Commission. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Keith.
Tom, we always start off this conversation by giving our guests a chance to talk about their own story in agriculture. I know you started out growing up on a farm, then you certainly spent a lot of time in the engineering industry. Please tell us about your background, how you got to this point in your life and career, and maybe talk a little more about how and why you've chosen to stay involved in agriculture over the years and return to your family's operation.
Sure. Well, I grew up on, like you said, I grew up on a farm in eastern Platte County, and always loved being there. And but I did go to the university and get an education and become a civil engineer, and really for a while didn't think I was going to ever come back to the farm. But some things worked out. My grandpa was slowing down, and I'd always wanted to live on the farm at some point, but I didn't think it was going to happen. And it worked out well that I could move back to the farm and help out my dad and grandpa, and been enjoying it ever since. I mean, 2012 was a really tough year to come back. I don't know if you remember, it was extremely dry. We moved back and there were fires and no rain, and really tough year. With the wheat wasn't as bad, but the next year was terrible because there was no moisture. So it was kind of a tough time coming back. But things have worked out all right, and I've really enjoyed time as with farming, and also we have cattle that we raise, so I really also enjoy that. It's good to have multiple different things to kind of diversify a little bit within that.
I was very well aware of how unpleasant things were in 2012 and 13. Do you think going through those hard times early on makes it a little bit easier as you go along, how it changes your attitude?
Well, I think it probably in the long run makes things easier. But definitely it was tough coming initially. I know for me, I was still at the time doing a lot of civil engineering work. I had a lot of jobs that I was doing, and so I brought those with me and had to finish them. And it was really busy time for my, and I had three young kids at the time. So it was tough. And I do think that as that's really helped me a lot to realize, well, farming's not all absolute drought and terrible crops. So yeah, I do think that's definitely helped in the long term.
So as we talked about before, one of the main purposes of this video podcast is to ask our guests to share something we call their one thing. In other words, we want them to tell us about one thing that they think new and beginning farmers really need to know or keep in mind, be thinking about or doing as they're in the beginning stages and getting ready to take on their own challenge of starting or continuing an ag operation. I know that you have some thoughts to share with us and our audience of ag entrepreneurs about patient planning with flexibility in reaching one of your goals, returning to your family's operation. So, Tom, please tell us about the one thing that you want to share with our new and beginning producer audience today.
Yeah, so just in talking about being planning, and I, in some ways, I'm an all right planner. In some ways, I'm not a great planner. And so it's things that I've learned, you know, as an engineer, when you do a project, you have to plan. And so in farming, it's not really all that different. I mean, you've got short-term things throughout the year that you got to deal with and figure out what you're doing today and tomorrow and the rest of the week. So the flexibility part in that is things break down and you don't, it, you know, you, it rains. So, I mean, as I was growing up, you know, I grew up on the farm and I saw everything that happened, but it's different when you're actually working on the farm. So, you know, having that perspective of realizing that things don't always work the way you want it to, and being patient through that to get to the goals, short term, you know, medium and long. As far as the medium and longer term goals, being patient with that, I think it's twofold. You know, you're on the farm, you're it, a lot of times it takes a long time for things to change, to get things to be a little different. To make those changes, it's not usually an overnight thing. And especially, I came back to a family farm, and so I'm farming with my family, and they don't always want to change. And so, and that can be a good thing and a bad thing, because, you know, being willing to listen to people that have good experience and have done things a certain way that's worked over time, but also being willing to listen to other people and try to find out things that will work better. And so that's kind of the main point. And it's it as I've gone through my time in farming these last 10, 11, I guess it's almost 12 years now, you know, when I first moved back, we kind of had the same property that we'd had for a long time, and really wasn't much thought of any changes in what we were going to farm and what we were going to use as pasture for cattle. And there was circumstances that came up where since I've been here the last 12 year or 11 and a half years, I think we've probably, you know, adjusted four or five different fields and traded a large portion of ground with a neighbor, and, you know, just different things came up. So being flexible to take advantage of opportunities that help put you in a better position.
You mentioned that you still do some work as a civil engineer. Do you think there are some skills that you acquired there that might not be as common in the rest of the ag community? And I'm thinking about that some coming from a background of ag economics. Mm-hmm. What sort of skills do you get as an engineer that might be useful for somebody that's coming back to their operation?
Well, I think So some of the skills that have been useful for me is, well, actually, some of my engineering skills. I'm a civil engineer that's dealt with water, and I've done some of the engineering work for water projects on our for cattle, stock watering, things like that. So that's been helpful, but also realizing that I know as a farmer, you don't think of farming as something where you have to talk to people or have communication skills. But really, as you're dealing with other people, it's helpful. And dealing with people, at times, I think developing those skills has been helpful. And just the, I think for me, the planning portion of trying to figure out with when you're engineering, you have to lay everything out and have an idea of where you're going to go. And there's a certain way things need to be done, and that and as in farming, it's not all that different, or really ranching. You kind of need to know what you're going toward and how you're going to get there.
And you mentioned there briefly about good communications. Could you expand on that a little bit more, especially as it re relates to returning to the family operation and how succession planning works?
Sure. That's something that probably for me hasn't been as good as it should be, but I think it is extremely important. When I moved back to the farm, both of my grandparents were still on the farm, and it was my grandparents and my parents, and then me and my wife and my kids. And so being able to have time where you're discussing how things are going to transfer from one generation to the next, and regularly doing that, because as you make that transition, things. Your situation changes with farming, just from year to year based on how well things are going. And so having that kind of laid out how that transition needs to look has been important. Because I think a lot of times we really don't think about, or at least me, as far as that's not something that likes, that's maybe not something that's popular to talk about within your family. Or you're thinking, well, how is this going to all go down? That's not something you really want to talk about at the table all the time, during Christmas or whatever. But it is an important conversation to have to really understand how that's going to work.
Any suggestions of where someone new to agriculture might go to gain those communication skills, aside from that academic setting?
I think sometimes some of the best ways to gain communication skills is just to do it. I think honestly, for me, I did have education, and that I did learn some skill. We'd have to present things in engineering school. But really, and I kind of this kind of goes back to your question on some skills that I learned when I was civil engineering. You have to present, you have to go try to get work, which is really makes you communicate what you want to say and talk about yourself and your abilities, which can be difficult. But that really helps you to learn how to try to communicate. So I think sometimes the best way to do that is to get out and just be around people and